tonight. I'm not thinking about you.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yo, it's a beautiful day and everybody's feeling wonderful. The ladies is out looking fly, dressed comfortable. I love to wake up and feel the breeze through my window. Slip on a fatigue, grab a Dutch and roll some endo. It be days like these that make life so much easier. Fist thawing out, Guinness out in the freezer. Walk the block at my leisure. Summertime is like an anesthesia. So many pretty things to please ya. The greenery, beautiful birds, natural scenery, or even just the infinite sky. We be forever puffing loud and block or telling jokes in the ride. When the weather be hot, everybody be outside having fun.
Aight.
Eating fresh fruits and vegetables and good food put me in the mood for a festival. Some say the summer make a woman more sexual. It's instinct, that's why my game be right on schedule. I put the great mother nature on a pedestal. She always fly, but today she's exceptional. If I had a chance to make a wish, every day would be just like this, full of happiness. I feel great, even though we got mad things to deal with. Happiness is all in the mind. Let's unwind and find a reason to snap. I'm just glad to be living, feeling fine. Leaving my bad times behind feels great. And no, we can't escape from the realness. Happiness is all in the mind. Let's unwind and find a reason to smile. I'm just glad to be alive, feeling fine. Living life one day at a time, feeling great, great.
Yeah, know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to everybody who got a birthday today.
happiness. Have you ever heard the children play? Sometimes I feel the same way. Roll up a J and get away. Put some food in the grill or just chill. Maybe build with my elders. Never know the things they could tell you. Learning why the cage bird sings, cause it's the viable things you know to separate the men from the kings. The flowers that bloom in the sun, and everybody singing the tune, cause it's time to have fun. Me out, rollerblading. A day when no one could have stayed inside. Watch the car, now it's time to take a ride. Me and my crew hanging out all night. The sunrise, celebration of life, cause every day is a surprise. Think of the rich countryside on the land of Jamaica. Mountain springs and green acres, or any other place in the world your mind takes you. It's the good times in life that everybody can relate to. And you can leave your troubles behind and have a wonderful time. Lay back and just ease your mind. You can leave your troubles behind and have a wonderful time. Lay back and just ease your mind.
I feel great even though we got mad things to deal with. Happiness is all in the mind of someone to find a reason to snap. I'm just glad to be living, feeling fine. Leaving my bad times behind feels great. And though we can't escape from the realness, happiness is all in the mind of someone to find a reason to snap. I'm just glad to be alive, feeling fine. Living life one day at a time, feeling great, great.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that little ditty goes out to Bobby from, what is it called? Barn Burn. It's his birthday today, so everybody shout out, happy birthday!
Much love, Fleur, much love.
Virgos have to stick together. Sure. I hope everyone's doing well. I'm pretty miserable about the weather. I think that basically last weekend or the weekend before was the last summer weekend we're going to see until probably August next year. So with that in mind, I have decided to do a salute to summer show. This is not just the songs that were released this year. These are songs that I think remind me of summer, or I have had suggestions from other people about how these songs remind them of summer. So the first band that we heard was Dead Press with their song Happiness from their album Let's Get Free. And if you're a usual fan of Are You Aware, you know that we usually try and find music that has a social positive justice message to it, or the artist is involved in philanthropic endeavors. I'm going to throw that to the wind today, so to speak. There are bands that do good stuff, but I am also keeping up with the theme of the salute to summer. And I have a lot of great old tracks, some funk tunes, some Eagles, we've got some Kinks, we've got a whole schwack of great summer tunes to make you nostalgic, and so turn up your heaters, and I don't know, go to the Weather Channel where there's a sunny picture and enjoy the next tunes, because this song, without a doubt, reminds me of summer. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
The treble tone on my radio tape play a box right, just loud enough so folks can hear us hype. See, out of nowhere comes a woman I'm dating. Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating, but nevertheless I was pleased. My day was going great and my soul was at ease, until a group of brothers started bugging out, drinking the 40 ounce, going the nigga route, disrespecting my black queen, holding their crotches and being
obscene. At first I ignored them, cause see I know the type. They got drunk and got guns and they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test the brother's manhood. So they can't attest speech cause of my hairdo. And the loud bright colors that I wear. I was the target cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissing it. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they squeeze the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, you brothers have to drill me? Cause if I start to hit this man, he'll have to kill me.
Other and you know. Water. friendship, me and my girl, we got a relationship, my girl, we got a relationship, oh, and my girl.
Take a dip from me. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la la, we all everybody right into the rhythm. It gets harder.
Darling indie rockers are making a rare Vancouver appearance on September 24th at the Wise Hall. Twice nominated for the Polaris Prize, Malajube is touring the country with Besnard Lakes in support of their new album, La Caverne. Released by Dare to Care Records, La Caverne is Malajube's fourth and newest album and is available at your local record store. Put September 24th on your concert calendar and check Malajube out at the Wise Hall on September 24th as part of the Olio Festival. For more info, visit daretocare.com and malajube.com.
Will I lick the opposition, cause she don't take no pill. pushed my seat, somewhere deep in her chest. I push it naked cause I'm taking my test.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we're keeping the summer vibe going. I refuse to believe that summer's over, but I think it is. That's right, you are on the Salute to Summer show. I'm taking a break from the political and I guess socially responsible music that we usually play here on Are You Aware? And injecting some summer silliness into your very rainy Thursday afternoon. Let's go back to the future. We'll start with the last song we just heard, which was the ever amazing, always fantastic The Roots with their song The Seed 2.0 from Phrenology of a few years ago. And The Roots' most recent album came out last year, where they did a cover album with none other than John Legend. They basically covered a whole bunch of resistant soul songs from the 60s and 70s because they were just so inspired with the political empathy and interest that came out of the 2008 elections in America. I can't remember, whenever Obama got into power. So The Roots have done huge amounts all over the show for good causes, including them being the co-founders of the Green Music Group, which is a project of the non-profit organization Reverb. The Green Music Group is a large-scale, high-profile environmental coalition of musicians, industry leaders, and music fans using their collective power to bring about widespread environmental change within the music industry and around the globe, which is really cool. Leading by example, Green Music Group facilitates large-scale greening of the music community and magnifies the work of national nonprofits, all while building a vibrant community committed to environmental action. So The Roots are co-founders and also huge supporters of them. So if you want to check out more about the Green Music Group, just type into the Oracle, aka Google, and do greenmusicgroup.org. And also, why for the last 2 days have every time I go onto Google, there's a big arrow pointing up to a U+. I guess it's that new Google trying to be Facebook thing, which I don't want to have a bar of. I'm sick of social networking. That's just me. In the middle there, we had the funkier version of People Every Day. That was a little bit of a different version than what you guys are used to hearing on the radio, but you know what? You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, so we don't usually play what is played on the commercial radio stations. And if we do, we try to mix it up with a different mix. Arrested Development, that obviously comes from their album, 3 years. How do I say it? It's 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of, which actually represents how long it took them to get a record contract, which is pretty crazy. They came around in around 1992, and they were a really stark contrast to the gangster rap that unfortunately ruled hip-hop of that era, and really brought, I guess, the four founders for a sort of a more focus on spirituality and peace and love, and using hip-hop as a means for social justice and improvement rather than oppression and, I guess, being mean to each other. So I love Arrested Development. I love that song, and that always reminds me of summer. And I went on and had a check out what they're actually up to, and they're actually releasing a new song. I'm a Fight Back Right Now is the speech, who is the lead singer of Arrested Development. He's recording a new song for the No Wedding, No Room movement started by Krishan Karasinghe. I apologize if I said that wrong. No Wedding, No Womb is a primary call directed in the black community to take action against the rampant births of children who are born without physical, financial, and emotional protection. It is a call for accountability for both men and women to be mindful of the huge responsibility and privilege they have when bringing a child into the world. And I didn't realize this, but with 73% black children being born out of wedlock, the issue of out-of-wedlock children has become big again from an unlikely source, power couple Beyoncé Knowles and Jay-Z, who, you know, are expecting their first child and actually dated, married, and then gave birth, did it the traditional way. So I guess it's a huge problem over there in America, especially amongst the black community, as it is here as well, not only in the black community, but all around. But you know what? Who's to say that weddings actually create a harmonious family, because you can have a family without a wedding. So that's just my own personal little shtick for you guys. I hope you guys haven't missed me too much. I know I've been away. If you hadn't known, Are You Aware has actually turned to every second Thursday now. So we're not every Thursday 6 to 7:30, we're every second Thursday. And it's been 3 weeks because we were preempted by a sports show, but we don't mind because we like the sports. Well, I'm actually going to keep, oh, I forgot one other track. In the middle there, we had Sublime, of course. My apologies, I got too carried away with talking to you guys after such a long time. We had Sublime with their album Sublime, Doin' Time, a great classic classic hit. Unfortunately, Sublime's little time on the earth was short-lived because of their lead singer unfortunately dying of a heroin overdose in 1996. Basically weeks and days before this album came out. But on to happier stuff, because we are doing the Salute to Summer, and summer is all about being fun and happy. We have the Quantic Soul Orchestra, which is a live band project of musicians DJ Will Holland. Their music focuses on reviving a dusty funk and jazz sound, and this is definitely a classic example of that with this next song. It's actually a cover from a song that is very well known, and probably the most popular person to actually cover this song was Nina Simone. This song was written in 1965 for a musical, The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. And then obviously Nina Simone made it huge. Other people that have recorded this song include Muse, Sammy Davis Jr., George Michael, John Coltrane, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And now you're going to hear the version by Alice Russell and the Quantic Soul Orchestra. This is Feeling Good on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun up in the sky, you know how I feel. Reef drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn and a new day and a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea,
Thinking about studying a diploma, undergrad, or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
The paths you've arranged and the sand they're strange. They speak to me like constellations as we lie here. There's a magic I can't hold. Your smile, I've had it gold. And that you never seem to be in short supply. Ooh, so baby, let's get it on. Drinking wine and killing time, sitting in the summer sun. You know, I've wanted you so long. Why'd you have to drop that bomb on me? Lazy days, great.
Drop that bomb on me.
Ooh, so baby, let's get it on. Drinking wine and killing.
life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine. Just bees and things and flowers. 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 My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Everybody Loves the Sunshine by Roy Ayers. That's right, I am doing my Salute to Summer show, and I think it's quite fitting seeing as it's pouring rain outside. Well, when I arrived, it was pouring rain, maybe not anymore. I hope you're all huddled around a heater, drinking mojitos and reminiscing on all the great times that happened in summer 2011. This is my little au revoir to summer. See you next year, hopefully sooner rather than later, not like this year. Roy Ayers was born on September 10th, 1940, another Virgo. He's an American funk songwriter and jazz composer and a vibraphone player, which I found out is a cross between a wood jockenspiel, I can't say it, and a metal xylophone. So there you go. He began his career as a post-bop jazz artist, releasing several albums with Atlantic Records before his tenure at Polydor Records beginning in the 70s, during which he helped pioneer jazz funk, which we all love. In 1994, Ayers actually appeared on the Red Hot Organization's compilation album Stolen Moments, Red Hot and Cool. The album, as we've talked about, the Red Hot Organization's great compilation albums that they put out, all those albums that they put out is meant to raise awareness and funds in support of AIDS, the AIDS epidemic in relation to the African-American community. That's what that CD was about. The Red Hot organization has released a whole schwack of different genre CDs, with the most recent coming out in 2010, I believe. And they're a foundation, so when AIDS service organizations are looking for money, they can go to them and they will get some money to do their great services. And talking about AIDS service organizations, what a great segue to go into one of the oldest AIDS service organizations in Canada, established in 1983. Next Saturday, they are doing, this is AIDS Vancouver, the fourth annual Celebrity Dim Sum, where Sophie Lee from Global News and Fred Lee, who's a bit of a Vancouver analogy, if we'd like to call him, from the CBC, Vancouver Courier and National Post, are emceeing in support of the Asian Community Outreach Fund, which is a project that AIDS Vancouver is doing. They have a whole list of celebrities coming on board to be involved, and they will be serving dim sum to people at the Sun Sui Wa restaurant on October 1st. Celebrities include Claire Martin, our favourite weather personality from CBC, Vicky Gabbro, Fanny Kiefer, Councillor Susan Anton, Gloria Makarenko from CBC News, Adrian Carr, who's the Deputy Leader of the Green Party of Canada, Hedy Fry, MP, a whole bunch load of people, Steve Darling from Global BC's News, Dawn Shubai from City TV's Breakfast Television. So a great event for a really awesome cause. If you want to find more, they're $50 tickets, or there are tables of 10 that you can buy, and it is going to support the AIDS Vancouver Asian Community Outreach Program, which provides outreach, HIV information, education and support to higher risk people within Vancouver Asian communities. So if you like dim sum and you like celebrities, go out on October 1st to the Sun Sui Wa restaurant, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and enjoy having some celebrities serve you dim sum. I think that's a great idea. In the middle there, let's get back to the music. We heard the one, the only, the Buffalo Man himself, Jamiroquai. That song was from one of his more recent albums called Dynamite, and it was 7 days in sunny June. They formed back in 1992, unbelievably. I can't believe it's been that long. And basically, they were the most prominent component of the early 90s London-based acid jazz movement. And they've sold more than 40 million albums worldwide and won a Grammy Award. They have also been noticed for, I think, nominated for 13 Brit Awards and have never won one. So they're a bit like Cinderella, aren't they? Never going to the ball. In June 9th, 2011, the band released a new track called Smile. It's for free download on their SoundCloud site if you want to check it out. And it's getting rave reviews by critics and fans a lot. And it says it's similar to that of the early albums, which I'm kind of more of a fan of the earlier albums than the late albums. This is kind of cool. They ran a competition to choose the artwork for the cover. And Jay, who's the lead singer of Jamiroquai, picked the winning design, which was by a Australian. Yay! And now you can also, which is kind of cool, bid for four tickets to Jamiroquai, followed by a meet and greet with the band leader on November 22nd, 2011. And the proceeds from that benefit auction will go to Greenpeace International. There's this great little website I stumbled across the other day called charitybuzz.com, and they do these amazing meet and greet and concerts and a whole bunch of other stuff where you can basically, and you probably can hear me type right now as I look it up because I didn't get time during the break. You know what? We're brutally honest here at Are You Aware? You know what the heck's going on. So right now you can visit the set of the Emmy Award-winning Modern Family and sit on the table read, which is insane. So basically you can go on to this site, bid for all these crazy experiences or packages, and all the money goes to charity, which is kind of cool. You can win a walk-on role to season 5 of Mad Men. Like, it's absolutely crazy. I don't know how they get these great packages, but yeah, you can, if you bid on it and you win the bid, you will get to go on the to have a walk-in role on Mad Men, which is kind of cool, and offers to meet the cast. It's so cool. So go and check out charitybuzz.com and get some money together, and you might meet Sting or sit on a Howard Stern show. There are just so many different options, which I thought was very, very cool. And like I said at the start, we had the Quantic Salt Orchestra with Feeling Good from their album Pushing On. Now, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to sort of get it a little bit more dancey. So I hope you've got your polka dot red bikini ready to do some boogieing. This is Phoenix, the one, the only amazing French quartet from their album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, Listomania. There's no other song like this that gets you pumping for summer. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Showtime, this is showtime, this is showtime. love might bring us back together. I feel so good. I feel right. The music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together.
Miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advanced tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
Flocking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream. I left my soul. it's worth the cost. I'd love to stay. The city calls me home. More hassles, fuss, and lies on the phone.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. We have less than 30 minutes of our salute to summer show. That's right, I'm giving the au revoir to summer with a musical swag of summer track or summer inspired goodness. We just heard Morcheeba with their song from their album from a while ago now, Big Calm. That was The Sea, and pretty much one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite summer songs that takes me back years and years and years to my foolhardy university days laying around in Perth, Western Australia at the beach. So I hope that's made you feel all beachy and warm. They've been around for a while. Their most recent album was Blood Like Lemonade, which was released in June 2010, and it showed the first album since 2002 to feature Sky on the vocals, and you just heard Sky's vocals there, which I'm very happy about because I do love Sky. She's awesome. If you've never seen Morcheeba live, I highly, highly, highly recommend going to see them. It will be a shock to the system because Morcheeba is known to be of the lo-fi trip-hop variety, but they funk the hell out of their shows, and it's really a great dance night out. In the middle there, we had the one-hit wonder, Music Sounds Better With You from Stardust. That was an album that came out in 1998, and it was a huge hit, huge summer hit with lots of fun and dancing. And you know what? The one-hit wonders are good for nostalgia, so I hope that took you back to a fun-filled little drunken summer night in 1998. Actually, the song is based around a sample from the 1981 song Fate by Chaka Khan, and actually was recorded in Paris by Daft House Productions, where one half of the popular French house duo Daft Punk is based. So there's a little bit of tidbits of information. And at the start there, we had Phoenix. They obviously They're actually due for a new album, I reckon. But that was their song Lithomania from Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And, you know, as always, a hell of a good tune. We have some Canadian stuff coming up. And unfortunately, guys, even though Christian, who is the co-host of the show and, as we all know, is on hiatus for a little while, did help me out with some Canadian songs because I obviously am not from Canada, so I didn't know what the best summer tunes were. But he actually, and I was pretty surprised because the man has discerning taste, suggested Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. I have put my foot down. That is not coming up in the next 25 minutes. I apologize if you love Bryan Adams, but I'm sorry. It's just way too cheesy for CITR, even though we are known to put some cheese in there now and again on Are You Aware? And speaking of cheese, I guess the next song, you can't really get any more disco cheese than this. This is Casey and the Sunshine Band with Give It Up. You're on CITR 101.9, the Are You Aware Salute to Summer Show.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Salute to Summer show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver on Are You Aware Radio. We just heard the New Radicals with their song You Get What You Give. And I don't know if you guys heard it at the end, but they basically challenged Marilyn Manson and Courtney Love to a fight, which I thought was awesome. The New Radicals were essentially a one-hit wonder, but they were pretty goddamn cool. Their song, their album was called Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too, and it was released in 1998. And they only did one album, unfortunately, and obviously You Get What You Give was one of the top five hits of in the United Kingdom at that time. And they actually caused a bit of a minor media spectacle because, like they said at the end of that song, they insulted celebrities. So I thought that was quite funny. Okay, we only have 15 minutes left of the Salute to Summer show, and there are a couple of great summer tracks that I need to play for you before we say goodbye until October 6th. So I'm going to keep the music going. We have one of the probably most famous American rock bands from the 70s. With five number one singles, they've won six Grammys, five American Music Awards, and six number one albums. And they're one of the most successful musical acts of the 70s. This song is probably their most famous, and it was actually their fifth studio album with the same name. I wonder if you guys know what it is yet. And it's also known for its mysterious lyrics and has been interpreted in many ways in the past, some often controversial. In an interview, one of the Eagles told 60 Minutes, "Everyone wants to know what this song means." And he replied, "I know, it's so boring. It's basically a song about the dark underbelly of the American dream and about excess in America, which was something we knew about." If you haven't guessed already, that's right. It is Hotel California with the Eagles, from the album Hotel California on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
September 8th, Freak Out with San Francisco Psych Rockers Sleepy Sun, sharing the stage with White Hills and Red Cedar. Expect to hear lots of cuts from Fever, the new album out on ATP Recordings.
September 19th, prepare to have your mind blown by supersonic showman Bob Log III, a one-man slide guitar army who performs in a super tight jumpsuit and a motorcycle helmet with a microphone that's a telephone attached. You heard me. September 22nd, find out if Regina's Library Voices can all fit on the Biltmore stage as they tour across the continent playing tracks from their new album, Summer of Lust. Dinosaur Bones and the Provincial Archive will open the show.
September 26th, see Giant Sand take the stage in support of the new album Blurry Blue Mountain. Cloud Splitter and Wool on Wolves will warm up the stage.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Well, we have 5 minutes left of our Salute to Summer show. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you guys have any comments, requests, anything like that, you can always email me at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And if you would like to send us any music, if you're a artist out there that's involved in philanthropic endeavors or does social justice stuff or has a really cool positive social justice message in their song, please send it our way. I know that someone, off the top of my head, I can't remember, we did have a request a couple of weeks ago, and I am getting to your CD and we will play it in the future, I promise. But I am going to leave you with one song left of my Salute to Summer show. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be seeing you on October 6th, which will be the next show. So not next week, the week after, Are You Aware Radio will be back on with a whole bunch of musical treats and social justice information to tell you about. I'm leaving you with probably the most famous band after the Beatles of the British explosion in the 60s, the Kinks, with their fantastic song that pretty much sums up summer. It was from their album Face to Face. This is Sunny Afternoon. You're on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
And left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. Trying to break me, and I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime. Summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me, and I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time!
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one.
Diamanda.